Let's go straight to Graeme Hinton from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Graeme.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. It's been such an exciting thing that's unfolded since last Friday with the draw of the Kosciuszko, but things are now getting tight for two potential owners of slots.
That's right. We're down to just the remaining two winning tickets that are unclaimed, both purchased via a TAB EBT machine, and the people have until 4 p.m. this afternoon to come forward.
Okay. Now, as of yesterday, there were three. Which one has gone overnight?
So I received a phone call last night from a lucky winner from the Canterbury Hotel in Sydney who was purchased a ticket through an EBT, and he's come forward and claimed his prize.
Okay. Did he know, or was he surprised when he learned about it in the last few hours, or how did he react to it?
He was very surprised. He went into the pub yesterday and saw the signs up saying, you know, unclaimed ticket at this venue, and looked at the time and date that ticket was purchased and thought, geez, I was there that day. And he went home and checked his drawer, and there it was, the winning ticket.
Unbelievable. It's just incredible how these things can unfold. He's obviously a racing follower.
Look, I'll say he's probably the least racing engaged of all the winners we've had. The majority of them are regular punters, all racehorse owners. This gentleman actually didn't quite understand the concept. I had the pleasure of talking him through it last night. I can tell you he's very, very excited to get involved now.
Yeah, I reckon he would be. Well done to you if you're listening to us this morning. So the Canterbury Hotel ticket now gone. So we're looking for someone that's gone into the Union Hotel in North Sydney on the 5th of September and bought a ticket through the EBT and the Mascot TAB on August 13, Graeme.
That's right. And what we've done, we've even pulled the video footage from those venues to try and find these guys, but unfortunately nobody recognises them. So we're asking all and sundry if we can find them. We'd love for them to come forward before this afternoon.
Okay, so what you're thinking off that is that they're people that have just dropped in.
And that looks to be the case.
Yeah, okay. So it's the Union Hotel in North Sydney. Someone bought a ticket there for the Kosciuszko on September 5. And then at the Mascot TAB agency, someone bought a ticket there or tickets on August 13. If you've been to either of those places, Graeme, there are literally only hours for these two players to come forth.
Spot on. That's exactly right. And if it's not before 4 o'clock this afternoon, we do need to redraw those numbers, and I'll be calling two other lucky winners in their place.
Okay, so 4 p.m. is the cutoff this afternoon. So we really do urge people that may have been into either of those places, please go home, get your wife to check the tickets, make sure you're checking them, and hopefully you'll be able to contact. There is a number. If you go to the Racing New South Wales website, Graeme, there is a mobile number there that people can ring.
That's right. And I can give you that number now if there's any listeners that are interested. It's 0447 947 225.
Okay, so 0447 947 225. If you feel that you've got the ticket numbers that are on the Racing New South Wales website, as I say, the Union Hotel September 5 and the Mascot TAB agency on August 13. The one thing, Graeme, that I've learnt through since Friday, and we had a slot owner on yesterday, Terry Roberts, that these people that have been fortunate to get, you know, the numbers drawn, they are just have been blown away by the process.
Absolutely have been. And because the prize is so unique and so interesting, I think what excites them as well is they're getting engaged in it. They're getting to pick their own horses and really become part of the industry.
They certainly have. And, you know, Terry has gone away. He wants to think about it. But we had that rush, the initial rush on Monday, where it was virtually every half hour, every hour, that we had just had horses coming through.
Now, that's exactly right. And it really started on Friday night. Once we made the phone calls to the winning slot holders, they were straight on the phone to the trainers. I think Matt Dunn said he had 5 or 6 calling, you know, before 8 o'clock on Friday night. And they were very, very quick out of the gates and very keen to secure those top-rated runners.
Well, as we know, 7 of them have gone and 5 to come, and we wait and see, and we urge that these two people have come forth. If they don't, then another 2 will be drawn out, Graeme, and they will be announced on the Racing New South Wales website after 4 p.m.?
That's right. We'll announce those just after 4 p.m. tonight.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see. And the other thing that's come through on it, Graham, is just simply, you know, the ticket sales right around the state. And it looks like most parts have been picked off, you know, that people are just celebrating in all parts of New South Wales.
That's right. And as you know, the Kosciuszko is the race for the country horses. But what's excited us is that there's winners from all across the state. We've got a few winners from Wagga, Bathurst, Coromel, Shoalhaven Heads, Mudgee, Dorigo, right across New South Wales. We've had winners, and we're going to be looking forward to hosting them all on Everest Day on October 13th.
All right. Well, again, Union Hotel, North Sydney, September 5. If you bought a ticket there, or the Mascot Tab Agency, August 13, you've got till 4 p.m. this afternoon to get in contact with Racing New South Wales. 0447 947 225 is the mobile number that you should ring. Thanks a lot, Graham. We'll cross the fingers and hopefully get a couple more messages through the day.
Thank you. Cheers.